Radio Tygerberg 104 FM. Ons verkondig Christus.
So, you are once again part of the Lift Club. But today, we're taking a serious 90 degree turn to the right. Because it's not always something that we have actually talked about. Mm-hmm. It's something that we sweep underneath the carpet. And now,
and especially men don't speak about this.
100%.
Why?
Don't, because of the fact that I'm not informed. So, who better to speak about this than the founder of Nourish and Align with Candace, that helps women thrive through perimenopause and beyond. She's also a registered dietitian. Candace, welcome to the Lift Club.
Thank you so much.
So lovely having you here.
Thank you.
Now, I asked you prior to our interview, I asked you, why did you start this? So people that don't know, you are a, like Mike said, you're a registered dietitian, but your speciality or something that you're feeling is part of what you're going through, you're wanting to help others.
Yes, well, precisely that. So I wasn't actually practicing as a dietitian, as in private practice. I'm in education. So I'm academic. I was doing my master's, you know, busy trying to do my PhD, you know, being that kind of person for the last 20 years. And when I got, like, a few years ago, I hit 43, I started feeling, man, I'm not feeling good. I'm not feeling right.
Sure.
And for me, I'm like 10 years away from menopause. I mean, it can't be menopause.
Yeah,
it's not anything to do with that. But up until a year ago, when things really just went, I couldn't explain how I was feeling. I was groggy. I was tired. The brain fog. My iron went low. I was fatigued. I couldn't exercise like I used to.
Okay.
And I had constant visits to the doctor, and then each doctor would give me something else.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's this, I think it's that. And one's like, oh, wait, we think maybe you have some anxiety and depression. Let's put you on an antidepressant. I'm like, whoa, stop the bus. Don't think I'm depressed, you know. And that's when I started questioning what's happening in my body. And then having my medical professional knowledge, I knew where to go and look. And then that light bulb flashed. Hey, I'm in perimenopause, and I didn't know. And I was like, women don't know?
Wow. So you mentioning the word perimenopause, I've only recently in the last 2 to 3 years heard of perimenopause. Mm. Prior to that, it was always just menopause, and it's related to hot flushes.
Mm.
And now the other day, somebody also said perimenopause is like a teenage adult.
Yes, you go through puberty again. That's essentially what it is. Teenage puberty again. So, yeah.
So explain to us what is perimenopause.
Menopause is that point you hit when you've not had your period for 12 months.
Yeah.
Right? So after 12 months, it's like, okay, you are fully in menopause. It's done. It's over. You're postmenopausal now. And you will still sometimes get that hot flushes, etc.
Yeah.
But perimenopause is that about 5 to 8 years before that. So it can start as young as 35. So some women can start as young as 35, where you have these symptoms that affect your entire body, because estrogen is actually estrogen's acting out like a teenager.
So
she has high highs and then she has low lows. And so you are jumping up and down in your moods. Because estrogen protects your brain function as well, the brain fog, you know, the grogginess sometimes, the progesterone starts to go down, so that's the sleepless nights, you're waking up at 3 a.m. And then a lot of women are telling me about the rage. They're like, they can't understand why they're so cranky. They're losing it with their children, they're losing it with their husbands, and they can't understand. But I'm not menopausal, I'm not having a hot flush, or I haven't skipped a period.
Yeah.
And that is the big thing that doctors still do. Mm. They're like, but you haven't skipped your period. And that's just like, that's sort of one thing they ask me all the time. And they're like, no, you're fine. And I'm linking all my symptoms together. And I'm like, but I'm not fine. I'm telling you, I'm not okay. And maybe that's why they want to put me on antidepressants.
Yes. You're asking too much questions.
Yes, that's the problem. and that's what perimenopause is. It's this fluctuating estrogen, this declining progesterone, actually 5 to 8 years before you actually hit full menopause.
Wow.
And it causes havoc with the woman's body. And most women will just start to say, I don't feel like myself. I don't feel. Something is off. I don't feel like myself. But no one can give you a diagnosis and no one is talking about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Candace, myself and Rushal actually had the chat before we met you. And there's one specific question that came up, specifically with you referring to estrogen and those type of things. Is this something that you can skip? or no. delay?
No.
Perimenopause.
It is 100% going to affect every woman alive on the planet. It's if you're a woman and you have ovaries, yes. unfortunately, you are going to go through this perimenopause. Mm. Now, some women, because they have, you know, there are multiple things that are affected. So you've got genes at play as well. But some women don't have as severe symptoms.
Okay.
You know, because so there are some women who will be like, oh, I did feel some of that, but I went through it okay.
Mm.
And then you've got other women who are like, it was horrendous. Yeah. I wish I didn't have to go through that ever. And so there's these different ways women have the symptoms, but we're all going to have to go through it. However, there's a new study that came out, I think last week, showing the neural network around an ovary. And that's going to be some cutting-edge stuff coming out of there soon, because they actually found that the ovarian system has its own little ecosystem.
Amazing.
And before, we used to think that menopause was just this egg quality decline and the number of eggs going away, but there's so many things affecting it, our nervous system. They showed two different pictures, one of a 23-year-old ovary, one of a 55-year-old ovary, and the flight-fight-stress response around the 55-year-old ovary was lit up. And so they could just see this neural network around it. And so it's all interconnected, guys. Oh, and then that's why I'm so passionate about this, because of that. Yeah.
The reason why I'm asking that question is we had that part of our discussion is, does your diet play a massive role in this thing?
Yes, yes. So women who have had better eating patterns, have been more active, the symptoms won't be as severe. Mm. But once again, it's not like, I can't say it's written in
a deterring factor.
Yeah, it's written in stone. Like
you, it's definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because you get women who've eaten really well and they still have quite a terrible menopausal period, but it is very much supportive. And once you know you're in that phase, nutrition is actually quite important to manage. And I can feel, I mean, I'm monitoring my own symptoms. I'm using myself as a case study to tell people what to expect. Mm. So even for me, if I've eaten something or I haven't done something, in next week, I will feel inflamed, and I will talk about what that feels like also.
So I think the first question that one wants to know, or the answer that you want to know, the signs of perimenopause, what does that look like?
Okay. So firstly, in the brain space, it's going to be the brain fog, the difficulty remembering, the wrong words. I can't tell you how many times I've said things like, go put your shoes in the bathroom, and my daughter would look at me like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean, you know? So the words, and it's like, I'm not talking about, I'm a very pedantic person and I'm good with admin, but the forgetfulness, I forget where I walked into a room for, I don't know, those kind of things. Then it can be your gut, so you can have decreased what called delayed emptying of your stomach. So sometimes you just feel full and you feel uncomfortable and the bloating. You can have an intolerance to alcohol, and even coffee can start to become something that you're intolerant to. You've got irregular periods. So you find these little irregular changes, an increase in headaches. You can get an increase in headaches. And then one of the biggest things that are hitting women, and it's hit me also, is the decreased stress tolerance. What you could have handled before, you can't. Like, you could do three tasks, you can only do one. And some women report quite severe anxiety that's shot up. And the reason you can link, if you want to link it to perimenopause specifically, is if you've never struggled with it before, and all of a sudden you're now in this phase, and you realize, but hey, I'm having a panic attack, or I'm feeling overly anxious or stressed out.
Yeah.
The decreased tolerance to stress, because estrogen protects those neurotransmitters in the brain.
Amazing.
And when estrogen drops, those neurotransmitters are not firing the way it's supposed to. And the same with progesterone. Progesterone is that chill. Your chill factor gets you to sleep. So when that is going down, you're more stressed, you're more anxious, you're more alert, you're waking up, you're panicking about certain things.
Yeah.
So there's like a multitude of
and I think
symptoms.
And then a lot of relationships start actually, it becomes worse. They struggle under this because you don't even know.
And
But the families also, the family members are also not enlightened of what's happening. But how can we help our family?
Well, precisely. And I think this is why information is important. I've always felt information is empowerment.
Yeah.
And I think husbands, and if children are old enough, I mean, because also at this age, you're balancing both. Most of us are married, or we're looking after our parents as well.
Yes.
You've got kids in primary school, even in high school, or going through puberty. And it's
mercy.
All
Two
affecting.
People.
It's everyone's affected. And I think it's just knowing and that has been the biggest difference for me, is once I could know, even though I'm still experiencing symptoms, I'm like, I can explain what's happening now. And that calms me down. And now I can sit you down and be like, this is what's happening. So if I tell you today, please, I cannot engage in any, you know, please understand that. I told my daughter, I said, when mommy says, I need to fill up my own cup, that's when you need to, please let me be, so we don't have an argument. Because actually, there are days I can't control my emotions, because now we're at it, and I'm like, ooh, I'm going to blow my top right now. And then I feel awful and guilty after, because also being a woman of faith, you're like, Jesus, I didn't mean.
You know my heart.
You know, Lord, like, what is happening? And then you'll often comfort me, but also, like, this is why it's important. What I'm doing is important, because women don't know. And when you don't understand something, and you don't, and you will overreact.
You mentioned now, when you go through those phases, you don't know, you don't understand. Then I go, but how am I supposed to know and understand and support you? So for the men out there, because there's certain things that you do not speak about, your political agendas, your salary, and menopause. That's now the fourth category. You don't speak about it because we don't know. But now, through a conversation like this, I can go and I can sit, okay, now I understand why I don't know, because you going through that self-educational phase where you... So I need to respect that.
But for
me, 100%. But for me as a man and a husband, how can I support you? What do you want? Do you want me to go fetch the ice cream and the chocolates?
That's so good. No, that's not healthy. That doesn't help.
Oh, yes, diet.
I think a big thing men can do is to actually, because what women want most of all is to feel seen and to feel heard. We don't always need you to fix it.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But what we need is you be like, hey, honey, I've noticed this.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what you need at this time? I'm not going to know. And a self-aware woman would be able to, if she's now understood identify, everything and identify, she'd be able to tell you, look, I actually cannot, I've got no capacity to sit with you today. But for a man to know, it is not about you. And I think men often internalize it and make it feel like I'm failing, or she's not happy with me, and she's not meeting my needs. And then it becomes something else. And this phase is not about you much as you would want it to be. She's really going through a hard time. And husbands need to have a little bit of empathy for that. So we do find that a lot of husbands get their needs met through their wife's affirmation, affection, blah, blah, blah. So that's one thing. It's just gently say, I see you. I see what's happening here. I can't understand, but I'm empathetic because I want you to be okay, and I want you to survive or thrive, rather, through this phase. So tell me how I can support you at this time. And just accept there are going to be days where you don't know, and she's angry and she's raging, and you're like, why is she not speaking to me, or why is she so snappy? Man, it's hormonal, especially if she hasn't been that way with you
before. And I think that's the important thing about this, is talking, communication, communication. That's why we're having you here today, because I think there's a lot of women that's going through perimenopause and they haven't even identified it within themselves because they think they're still too young. But when we have knowledge, like you said earlier on, is power. You can then self-identify what the problem is and then educate everybody around you. But I'm really excited because there's a lot of things that you are busy doing that's going to change the trajectory of perimenopause. Can you tell us what are you busy with?
Well, so I've already started a podcast. Yeah. So you can just look up Nourish and Align with Candace. I'm busy with a book. Well, it's not a book. It's actually a very interactive guide. You've got tick boxes and journaling and stuff. But it's got the basic information. Right. It's when you know you're in this phase and you're like, what the heck am I supposed to do first? Here's your first steps in my little booklet. But I've got my Instagram page where I share, you know, snippets of information, where I give, because my thing is empowerment and education. I think that's my passion, is because we don't know and you can't fix what you don't know. So I'm busy with the book, and my website will be up and running by the end of next week. And then there I'll be offering some group coaching sessions. I will even offer some one-on-one consultations. For now, because I'm still balancing working, you know, and parenting and wifing and
husbanding.
But there is a wealth of information, and I'm so happy to say that perimenopause has taken, like, the front stage in for women, and in the international space especially. So if women go online and type in, there's a multitude of people you can go follow and get some good, proper
information. So people want to get in contact with you. How do they do that?
You can follow my Instagram page, Nourish on the Line, Candace Nichols. That's my Instagram page, my podcast, Nourish on the Line. And then on my Instagram and on my podcast, it's a link to my email. And if people want to contact me directly, they can go straight and email me as well.
Awesome. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Pleasure. You have empowered us today.
I'm so glad.
You have.
I think the biggest thing for me listening to this is getting that knowledge. Mm. And the biggest thing for me is sometimes you as a husband try and want to fix the problem. Yeah. And something that I learned today is it's not about you.
Yeah.
It's
I'm sorry.
Okay about that. And it's okay.
It's okay.
So I think for me, and when looking up perimenopause, the biggest word that came through there is the natural transitional phase that you go through. And that we need to have empathy, that we need to understand it, but the communication within the relationship gives us the time and the space to understand and get to learn and go through this phase together. Because even though you're the one that goes through the experimental phase about what, how I feel, it's about that empathy that we can support you as well. So thank you so much, Candace, for this inviting topic. And we'll definitely touch in with you again as the studies go on. Yes. You mentioned a couple of very interesting things that I think is groundbreaking for the medical industry, but for growth in this aspect as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Radio Tygerberg 104 FM, die Christenstem van Suid-Afrika.